Hey, all you phenomenal folks. Welcome back to Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. Have you ever noticed how some people make you feel bigger? Like your ideas stretch taller, your laugh gets louder, and your confidence puts on a superhero cape. And then there are other people who make you feel smaller. Like you should just hush your thoughts, tuck in your excitement, or pretend you're someone else. Here's an important wonder truth to remember. Good friends help you grow. They don't make you smaller. Friendships are a lot like gardens. Some plants cheer each other on, sharing sunshine and space. Others, they steal the light and drink all the water. We call them weeds. And here's the magic rule of growing anything. What you water grows. When you water friendships with kindness, honesty, laughter, and respect, they grow strong and healthy, like tall trees with branches perfect for climbing. But if a friendship keeps making you feel small, quiet, or less than, it might be a weed, and weeds don't need more water. So grab your watering can, turn your face towards the sunshine, and grow beautiful friendships. When you're pulling up weeds, your hands may get a little dirty, but today we are listening to Chapter 30. Chapter 30, May Day Angel. The next day at the carnival, while the kids played games and rode on rides, Kelly Peterson stood under a small tent selling Girl Troop cookies. Jace stepped up to the table.
"Good afternoon, sir. Would you like to try some of our award-winning Choco Nut cookies?" she asked, using a rehearsed sales pitch.
"I don't know. I'm not much for coconut flavor."
Jace casually surveyed the varieties stacked according to the color of boxes on the table.
"But I heard skinny mints are pretty good."
"Yes, sir. They were the top seller last year."
Kelly held up a green box with a bored expression. "Then I will get some of those," Jace smiled.
"Is that everything?"
Kelly returned to her sales pitch.
"You can get 3 boxes for $15.
"Oh, heck, I could afford a few more," Jace replied warmly.
"How many more?"
Kelly asked.
"All of them."
Jace dropped a stack of bills on the table. Wide-eyed, Kelly snatched the money.
"Are you serious?"
She flipped through the bills, quickly counting.
"Is that enough?" Jace asked.
"Definitely."
She couldn't hide her smile.
"Would you like some bags to carry them?"
"No, just put a free sign on the whole pile," Jace said.
"When the Olbergs discover them, they'll be gone in a hurry." Kelly grabbed a marker and wrote "All cookies free" on a piece of paper and taped it to a couple of boxes.
"Also, I wanted to say..."
Jace awkwardly stared at his hands and cleared his throat.
I really am sorry, you know, for embarrassing you at the skating rink."
He raised his head and met her eyes.
"I don't think you're a thief."
"I forgive you."
Kelly blushed.
"I'm not proud that I blackmailed you into buying cookies. That is a clear violation of my personal business ethics."
"Yeah, but then you helped us when we needed it," Jace said.
"So I guess we're square."
"If it's any consolation, there aren't enough cookies left to sell for me to catch Lena Kaminsky,"
Kelly admitted with a hint of regret. "She will get to go to the fair instead of me."
"I don't think you'll be missing much," Jace said. "The survivors only have one decent song anyway."
"I guess you're right,"
she laughed at the silliness of the prize.
"But I will consider the remainder of this money as a pre-order for next year."
"Sounds fair."
Jace chuckled and stuck out his hand.
"Let's make it a deal."
Grasping his hand tightly, she shook it longer than was necessary as she added,
"Just make sure you buy all your future cookies from me. I take customer loyalty very seriously."
Jace nodded sheepishly and blushed as he marveled at how soft her skin was. The pair walked around the carnival for the rest of the afternoon, talking and laughing like old friends. TV news anchor.
"And finally this evening, a mysterious Good Samaritan has been making headlines by leaving Mayday cups filled with money on the doorsteps of families in need.
Our reporter, Jane Donahue, is live with more on this heartwarming story. Jane?
Reporter. Thank you, Mark. Residents across our community have been buzzing with excitement and gratitude as a mysterious benefactor has been spreading unexpected joy. Over the past few weeks, several families have discovered beautifully decorated May Day baskets filled not with flowers or candy, but with cash. The surprise gifts have brought much-needed relief to many struggling to make ends meet.
Interviewee 1.
I couldn't believe it. When I opened the door and saw the gift, it was like a miracle. We were behind on our rent, and this money has given us a chance to catch up.
Reporter.
The identity of the kind-hearted individual remains unknown, but their generosity is already making a significant impact. The cups have been found on doorsteps of families who are experiencing financial difficulties, many of whom are still recovering from recent economic challenges with the closing of the manufacturing plant last fall.
Interviewee 2.
Whoever is doing this is an angel. It's not just the money, it's the hope and kindness that really touches my heart.
Reporter.
Authorities are aware of the situation, but are not investigating as no crime has been committed. Instead, they're joining the community in celebrating this act of generosity and are encouraging others to pay it forward in any way they can.
Local official.
We are truly grateful for this anonymous Good Samaritan. This act of kindness reminds us of the power of community and the difference one person can make.
Reporter.
The mystery of the May Day Angel continues to inspire and uplift our community. For now, residents remain on the lookout, hoping to catch a glimpse of this modern-day hero. Reporting live, I'm Jane Donahue. Back to you, Mark.
On the final day of May, the boys skidded up to the fortress with empty pockets and full hearts. They ascended the ladder to the loft. Davy took a flying leap and landed in the middle of the couch with a thud.
Yeesh! This thing could use a little extra padding.
I bet it could. Now that the money is gone, we have one skinny cushion.
Jace laughed. We need to stuff it with something else.
How about leaves? Davy suggested.
Are you serious? Jace responded. That would be terrible stuffing.
They used to stuff mattresses with straw,
Davy argued. I don't see why leaves are that much different.
You can't use dirty leaves, Jace explained. We need to use cotton balls or something.
Kai looked up suddenly from his comic book.
What did you say?
Jace was taken aback.
We need to stuff it with cotton balls or something?
No, one skinny cushion, Kai clarified. The other two are still fully stuffed.
Oh, yeah, Davy tried to track with his friend. We could take stuffing from the full cushions and even it all out.
Ooh, good idea, Jace lit up. We can't really afford cotton balls anyway.
That's not what I mean.
Kai stood and peered down at Davy, who was stretched out on the sofa. We found the money in the broken cushion. Did anyone check the other cushions?
Thank you once again for joining me on Wonderfield Stories Podcast. Now, before you head back into your day, here's today's Wonder Challenge. Take a look at your friendship garden. Which friendships make you feel taller, braver, and more like you? Those are the ones to water with your time and energy. If a friendship makes you feel smaller, quieter, or not quite yourself, remember this. You don't have to yank it out today. Sometimes you just stop watering it, because you get to choose where your sunshine goes. If you want more of what we're doing here, then you need to check us out at jasonsoul.com and consider becoming part of the Wonder Club. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences and not the other way around. So until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.